It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
So, I'm not sure how many of you have done any kind of electrical work, but, I mean, I've been doing this on and off with my dad, and learned from my dad anyway, and then beyond that, for several years, so I'm pretty comfortable around electricity, and you know, it's pretty simple overall. You have a source of power, and then that source of power needs to deliver power to a light, ultimately, or through where you want to get the power out of the system, ultimately. Sometimes you have switches in there, sometimes you have three-way switches. Three-way switches, I need to kind of rethink about, because I don't do a lot of it. But overall, usually not too hard. I usually haven't had a problem. Well, I pulled apart a light in my basement to replace a bunch of electrical, a bunch of lights. That's what I was looking for, lights. The one in the living room downstairs just stopped working. Right after the renters left, turned it on, won't turn on anymore. Now, I'm pretty sure this is original with the house, so we're talking 70s-ish. So I figured, you know, no time like the present. Replace the last two set of fluorescent lights that I had down there with something brand new and efficient. And also get more light, because these were only like two bulb, and I'm not sure a four bulb fit very well in that one spot, but we're putting four bulb in all the way across. And instead of putting fluorescent in, I'm going to be putting in LED. So, I've seen enough stuff. I've seen a couple different ways of wiring up lights and the... You know, sometimes they'll have the power source, the hot wire, up by the light, fish the power back down through to a switch, and then power down from there. I've seen that, not a big deal. I've seen three-way lights and how they're all wired up. Not, you know, like I said, a little more complicated, but usually not too big of a deal. And then I've also seen where what I was expecting was a single wire up into the light. You pull out the old wire, you put in the new wire, you hang the light up, and you're done. So, pull out the bulbs, pull off the cover, started looking. There's three wires into this thing. Three wires. Okay, well, this is a little weird, but I'll just move on. I had the switches off at that point, so I was assuming the switch was the power. And start tracing wires. I have no idea where the power source is. It looks like two different wires are hooked up to two different lights. I'm not quite sure what it's all doing there. So anyway, I used to have a tester to see if a wire is hot. And it's one of the cheap ones, and batteries were dead. So now I'm running to town, hit the local Lowe's that's running out of business, and I'm going to get me a new electric tester. And I'm going to also see how, if they have them or how much, would be a wire tracer. I need to know what the hell these wires are doing at this point, because I have no clue. And you know, if you're in there, you might as well simplify things if you can. So, I am going to be doing a little more work than I thought I was going to be doing. And I'm not quite sure why there's two switches down there yet. Have you ever come across something like that where you You know, you're comfortable enough to where you should be able to do what you're doing. But then you come across something and you wonder, should I be smoking something right now? Am I supposed to be drinking something to make have this make sense? I don't know. So, yep, I am making an emergency trip to town and get me some more supplies, I guess. So, yeah. We have a storm coming. Looks to be a pretty decent one. They're talking... Well, at one point I seen they were predicting on kind of that median number, 5 inches, 4 to 6, I think is what they were saying. Depending upon what model you look like. Depending upon the model that you're looking at, it could be anywhere up to even 12. There's like a 20% chance it could be 12 inches. But it looks like, based on what I'm seeing from the meteorologists are talking about, it's going to be more likely starting to scoot more south than it is north. So I think we might get to about the 5 inches of snow. And I just realized I got to fix my snowblower again because I got chains that are loose that I should fix. Well, guess what? I'll be buying more shit. So, yeah. Fun. Good times. So, on the work side, today, we kind of took, we call it the CIP tour. Community Investment Plan, Community Investment Program, several different names that you can maybe have for it. Basically, it's what money are we, what large projects are we doing within the city? What large construction projects are we doing in the city? It's kind of neat to do that. They took us through some of the stuff that they had built just recently. Went through some of the new things that they're planning on doing for next year. I didn't really hear any immediate plans to do expansion per se, like new roads, but it's a lot of just redoing roads. And you know, I think they're adding a park or updating parks, you know, some of that standard type municipal type stuff. So that was kind of a fun thing just to kind of drive around the city. Oh, that's not good. So, I think I'll wrap it up here, almost to Lowe's, and I will talk to you next time. Oh, by the way, we are doing Dog Days of Advent, I think it's called. So, starting December 2nd, we will be doing that. Not entirely sure what I'm going to be doing yet, but I'll be putting on the creative juices for a couple days and... Thought about doing something with winter weather. Problems, I don't really know that much. So, and honestly, I kind of wanted, I'd rather do more of a, some sort of a Christmas or holiday theme than I would weather in that particular point. I've also thought about, like I said in the last show, you know, just being lazy. But excuse me. But I also would feel kind of guilty of that. So I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll do something. Talk to you later. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.